Music has won cash and prizes totaling $8,613. Today, one of our contestants could win a travel trailer, a shopping spree, a personal computer, or a trip to Aruba, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Nissan 300ZX and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Now that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Good to have you here. And welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. This is Alan Cervetnik. Hello there, Alan.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good to see you again. I'm fine.
Good to be here.
We have been chatting about many things. We haven't, I think, get a chance to ask you what you do for a living, sir.
I sell cars.
Yeah? Joint?
Sure do.
I would think you'd be a good salesman. You're nice, personable, outgoing, and all.
I have a good time, yeah.
You seem to be having a good time here, too.
Great time.
$8,613 worth, not bad. Ready to go again?
You bet.
All right, good luck. Here to introduce a couple of people I hope are also going to have a good time. Our challengers is Summer Bartholomew. Hello. Oh, you decided to wear nice, quiet clothes today.
Very quiet. Subtle,
sweet, yeah. Who did you bring us in your subtlety?
This contestant achieved her goal while shopping from Riverside, California. Here's Linda McLaren.
Hello there, Linda.
And he's a history buff from Gillette, Wyoming. Say hi to Tom Padgett.
Hi there, Tom.
Waiting
for Tom to come out there. See you a little later, Summer, with some bargains. Tom, you are a history buff. What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm fascinated with the Civil War. I found that the last gentlemanly war, and I just love it.
Oh, there's a lot of books written on this subject. Think you might write one of your own someday?
As a matter of fact, I've got one in the works right now.
Well, good luck with it. Good luck here. Nice to have
Thank
you here.
You.
Linda, you achieved your goal while shopping. What was that, to buy everything in every store or what?
Not quite, Jim. I'm a soccer player. I love to play soccer. And a few years ago, I was shopping for a new pair of soccer cleats. And I went into a store, and the young man who helped me find my cleats and try them on is now my husband.
Oh, score one for Linda. Okay, nice to have you here as well, Linda. Good luck to all three of you. $20 gets you started. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, gets to face that winner's board, and they're guaranteed a wonderful prize. Here we go. Name the comic actor whose roles have included characters with such odd names as Garp and Mork. Alan?
Robin Williams.
Yeah, Robin Williams played both of them. $5 for the correct answer. Alan goes with 25. Where are you sitting? If your seat has a flap, a girth, a pommel, and stirrup. Tom.
You're sitting on a horse.
On a horse. That's a saddle. You're right. And Tom goes to 25 as well. What sport is played on a diamond? Alan.
Baseball.
Baseball. You met your wife there, right? No. And that's just tying up the sports there. Alan back up to 30. Complete this popular drinking toast. Here's mud in your Alan.
Eye.
That's right. In your eye. Alan to 35. In Japan, on what part of your body would you wear Zoris, Linda?
Your feet.
Nicely done. They are footwear, and Linda goes to 25 as well. Well, that's good. Everyone's on the plus side, and it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise, and Alan, that's you. You've picked up some very good instant bargains, and already you have a $10 lead. You could pick up this.
Alan, deck out your rec room with this handsome folding table and chairs. Sturdy hardwood with mahogany finish, upholstered in black leather-like vinyl. Designed to fold for easy storage from Gary's Beverly Hills. Plus this sensational electronic bridge game. Your ace in the hole when you're alone. Provides you both an electronic partner and an electronic opponent from Futuretronics. And it's normally priced at $438. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Well, now that's interesting.
Yeah, I've been trying to teach my wife how to play bridge.
That's great. So you've got the bridge game, the table, the chair. I have a reservation for eight. Don't forget that. $438 it would cost. Here it's only $5. You've got a $10 lead. You would still have a $5 lead. I'll give you another $100 in cash to help along the way.
$538? You can bargain.
All right, there you go. Sounds like you want your wife to learn bridge. Enjoy the game. Enjoy the table and chairs. Cost you just $5. We knock it off your score. And still a one-question lead for the champion. Name the TV series in which David Doyle played the part of Bosley. Alan.
Charlie's Angels.
You got that $5 right back. Charlie's Angels it is. Alan, back to 35. I'll give you three clues to a famous city. Monopoly, Miss American, gambling. Alan.
Atlantic City.
That's right. And you know the Monopoly board. All the streets in Atlantic City. And Alan goes to 40. Name the best-selling novelist whose mysteries often feature a Belgian super sleuth, Alan.
Agatha Christie.
Hercule Poirot. It is indeed Agatha Christie, and Alan, with good anticipation, goes to 45. It's time now for the Fame Game. Playing for control of the Fame Game board, I hope you'll play along at home. We're looking for a famous person. I am an actor, born in New York City in 1945. I attended the Yale Drama School. Tom.
Henry Winkler.
Very nicely done with limited information. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, Tom, that gets you control of the board. We'll show you a $10 money card.
Behind in number 9.
If you can stop those flashing lights on that $10, we'll add it to your score. A lot of other wonderful prizes behind the other numbers. The lights are locked into your buzzer now, Tom. Good luck.
Number 9.
Missed the $10 money card. What does he get behind number 4?
Silver service. Leonard Silver's beautifully silver-plated 5-piece coffee and tea service, including a coffee pot, teapot, sugar bowl, creamer, and footed tray. Furnished by Leonard Silver Manufacturing Company.
$500 silver service, yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. And we have a good game going. Back to it right after this. Svetnik, he buys some things and then regains the lead, and that's what he's done again. Alan at 45, Linda and Tom both at 25. From the French for to breathe comes the name of this fluffy baked egg dish which chefs always fear. Linda?
Omelette?
No. No, from to breathe, they always fear. I think if you had heard that, they fear it will fall. That's a souffle.
Souffle.
Right.
Yes.
$5 you lose for the incorrect answer. Took a chance, didn't pay off, back down to 20. Complete this song. Every time it rains, Alan.
Pennies from heaven.
That's where it's from, and heaven it is, and Alan goes to 50. If you are indulging in gustatory delights, Alan.
You're eating.
That's what you're doing, yeah, that deals with taste, and Alan, good, goes to 55. Ever since 1915, whose day is celebrated on the 2nd, Tom?
Abraham Lincoln's.
No, oh, that was so close. Second Sunday in May is Mother's Day. Mother's Day.
How could I forget you, Mom?
You lose 5. That's the chance you take with a quick buzzer. You lose 5. Well, Alan, that is a big break for you because now you've got a big lead. You've got $55 and they've each got 20. You can buy this.
Alan, add a touch of class to your entertaining with this elegant caviar dish. Stunning cut crystal with a lovely satin finish. May be used as a serving dish without the insert. Furnished by Geary's Beverly Hills. And it's normally priced at $975. But today on sale of the century, cheers for only $10.
Very fancy crystal. Wow. Nice crystal, and at $975 it would cost normally.
Well, that is beautiful.
You have a big lead. You've got a $35 lead.
So we've got this thing for seafood, too.
I know. If you buy it, how are you for chalk?
Love it.
$35 lead. If you bought that, it is a beautiful crystal dish. $10, you still have a big $25 lead. But to entice you to buy it, I'll give you to buy the seafood or the caviar, whatever you want, $200 in cash, and you still have a big 5-question lead.
Consider me enticed.
Okay, he's enticed. That's beautiful. Try that. Got some crystal, $200 in cash, an $1,175 bargain for $10. And as we knock it off a score, still a $25 lead, but Tom and Linda, that gives you a little room. Come on. Magpies, rooks, and ravens, Tom?
Birds.
More, please.
Blackbirds.
No, I'm sorry. Judge Kennedy said that. No, they all belong to this family of birds. What is it? The crow. They're all members of the crow family. And you lose 5 on that, Tom. Sorry. In 1920, the 19th Amendment finally gave whom the right, Tom?
The women the right to vote.
There you go. This time the quick anticipation paid off, and he's back up to the $20 mark. For almost half a century, this New England state had 2 capital cities. Tom.
Maine.
No. Newport and Providence. They were the twin capitals, would you believe, of Rhode Island. And Tom loses another 5. He's quick on that buzzer. He's bouncing around.
Not too quick in the brain.
Well, now you're buzzing it quick. That'll fit. Sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't. Your decision how you play the game. What does a doctor call the fear of enclosed or confined, Tom?
Claustrophobia.
That's right. And Tom bounces back to 20. According to the hit song, in what city did Tony Bennett leave his heart?
Alan. San Francisco.
San Francisco. It is the champion. Back to the $50 mark. Yes. Speaking of San Francisco, I love a lot of people who visit there. You know that San Francisco can get a little chilly at times, and Mark Twain felt a little differently about San Francisco than Tony Bennett. He said the coldest winter he ever spent in his life was a summer in San Francisco. We'll be right back. Champion Alan Shevetnik looking for a third crack at that winner's board. Has a $30 lead at this point. He's at 50. Linda and Tom both at 20. But we're going to add a $15 money card. It could cut into his lead, Tom or Linda, if you can find it. We're looking for a famous thing. I am a colorless gas that was once called spirits of hartshorn. In solution, I'm used to clean, bleach, and deodorize. Tom.
Pine.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question. Took a chance, but no dollar value in this. You're playing for the board, so you stay at 20. We'll clear the table and continue for Linda and Alan. I can be dangerous when inhaled in concentrated form. Alan?
Chlorine.
Incorrect. Linda, big break for you. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself, so don't say anything in the audience. But when I'm diluted with water, I'm used to revive those who faint. I read Linda.
Ether.
No. Oh, and you had the whole rest of the question. I was going to add, I readily absorb heat, which makes me useful for refrigeration. Then you use me to clean windows. You notice my sharp, stinging odor. And when you hit that buzzer, I had to stop. And it was ammonia, of course. So no one gets that board. But we will tease you a little bit now. Where is the $15 money card?
Behind the number 8.
All right. We're going to put it up there because later we're going to add 25, and all three of them will be there. All three players back in. And this question for 5. Name the small, hard rubber disc that hockey players try to hit. Alan?
Puck.
Puck is exactly right. Yes, Linda and her goals, and Alan beat it in the buzzer. In law, what term describes a false printed statement? Tom?
Perjury.
Harmful to a person's reputation? No, that is libel. Printed statement, I stress.
I'm an attorney. I should be ashamed.
Tom, you lose 5 on that, down to 15. What's the last name of the hit-making sisters, June, Anita, and Ruth? Linda?
Pointer.
Pointer sisters, and Linda with a solid hole in second place at 25. But Alan, you have a $30 lead, and I got to tell you, this has got to be one of the great instant bargains to come up with a big lead. Look at this.
Alan, sound the gong. It's time for a trip to fabulous Hong Kong. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a week's stay in Hong Kong, the crossroads city of the Orient, with its legendary harbor, famous for exotic cuisine, silks, and its glittering nightlife. And it's normally priced at $2,130. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Wow. Would you like to hit the gong again and all? Go ahead, hit the gong. J. Arthur Rank's daughter. It's amazing how she comes to join. Alan, $2,130. What's your wife's name? This
Linda.
Linda. She's with Linda. Would you like to go to Hong Kong?
Yes.
Yes, she said. Yes. You have a big lead. You have a $30 lead. A $2,130 trip to Hong Kong for two, Linda. Trip for two. Cost $16.
She has to take me with her?
You would still have a $14 lead. With that big lead and this fabulous trip, I'm leaving
again. Let's go to Hong Kong.
I was going
to
say it. I wasn't touching that price. Enjoy that. That is a sensational trip. And we just knocked $16 off Alan's score. He still has a big lead, and he's going off to Hong Kong, and we're going off to commercial land to try to pay for all this. That's a great trip. Congratulations. Champion Alan Shevetnik with a fabulous trip to Hong Kong. Matter of fact, you're something over $5,000 in that you picked up in instant bargains alone by getting that lead, and he's still got the lead. Alan's at 39, Linda 25, Tom the Gambler at 15, back with us for 5. Name the American Revolutionary War hero who later became a rear admiral in the Russian, Tom.
John Paul Jones.
He became a rear admiral in the Russian Navy. You are right, John Paul Jones it is. Tom, back for 20. What British playwright's works include Man and Superman, Alan?
Shaw.
Shaw's right, George Bernard Shaw. Alan back over the $40 mark. What musical movie had a rumble between the Sharks and Jets, Alan?
West Side Story.
That's exactly right, Alan the 49. Third and final crack of the fame game, a big $25 money card going up there. If Linda found it, she'd go into the lead. Tom would pull the within one question of Alan. Famous group. We are a group founded in 1875. Our uniforms were blue and buff then, and we wore tricorn hats. We originally consisted of only 130 men, but we now number nearly 190. Linda?
The Canadian Mounties?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value. Stay at 25. Clear the board. Continue for Tom and Alan. But we now number nearly 190,000 men and women. Tom?
Knights of Columbus.
Incorrect. And a break for the champion who has the rest of the question all to himself. Our insignia is a combination of the American Eagle, the globe, and an anchor. We've been dispatched to foreign soil many times, including the halls of Montezuma and the shores of Tripoli. Our motto is Semper Fidelis, meaning always faithful. We are... Alan?
The U.S. Marine Corps.
That's exactly what it is, the Marines. And he waited for the rest of that question, and he got a lot of information. Now he's going to get a $25 money card where?
Behind the number 7.
3 of them, right across the bottom, locked into your buzzer. Alan, good luck.
All right, 7.
Ooh, he went way to the other side. What has he added to his winnings?
Parquet flooring. Hartco solid oak parquet flooring. A beautiful oak floor designed to install yourself with a cushion foam backing for your added comfort. Furnished by Hartco Parquet.
When you get back from Hong Kong, you can lay the flooring, Alan.
It'll match my table.
It did not. He did not hit those money cards. That gives Tom and Linda a shot at the champion as we finish up the game with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? It is Alan at 49, Linda at 25, Tom at 20. Good luck. We start the speed round now. In what state are the cities of Laramie and Cheyenne? Tom.
Wyoming, my home state.
In what month is the World Series played? Alan.
October.
Right. What was the childlike nickname for gangster George Nelson? Alan.
Babyface.
Right. According to the old adage, what can't you judge by its cover? Alan.
A book.
Right. What dairy product is often served drawn with lobster? Tom.
Butter.
Right. Who became vice president when Agnew resigned? Tom.
Nelson Rockefeller.
Wrong. Name the insulting comedian introduced to audiences at Alan.
Don Rickles.
Right. What is removed from seawater in the process called desalination? Alan.
Salt.
Right. What kind of food is flounder? Linda.
Fish.
Right. Name the great leader assassinated on the Ides of March. Tom.
Julius Caesar.
Right. In chess, what piece can never move backwards? Alan.
The queen.
Wrong. On what Italian island will you find the volcano Mount Etna? Tom.
Sicily.
Right. In the famous debates, what man opposed Abe Lincoln? Tom.
Stephen Douglas.
Right. In degrees, what is the latitude of the equator? Tom.
0 degrees.
Right. Who was the lovable scatterbrained wife of Time Is Up? And Alan has done it again. Congratulations. Back to Alan in just a moment. First of all, when Agnew resigned, Gerald Ford became vice president. And Alan, remember now, is going to teach his wife how to play bridge. And good luck, Linda, because the one piece that can never move backwards is the pawn. Got to say goodbye to Tom and to Linda here. Tom, you've got yourself a silver service with the cash in front of you, $545. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Linda didn't pick up anything along the way, but I hope you had a good time with us.
I did.
Thank you as well. But Alan Cervetnik, he buys and he wins, and again, he joins me at the winner's board. Come on, Alan. Well, congratulations. Very bright and very quick with that buzzer.
Enjoying it. You know your wife is not going to let you hear the end of that with the pawn never moving back.
Oh, I know it. I'm embarrassed.
Now, well, they go so quick. Right now, you could get yourself a great shopping spree. There is a beautiful ring your wife would love, I'm sure. Wonderful travel trailer. We haven't had a good look at this. Let's take a look at this computer. Jay?
You can get down to business with this terrific computer. It's designed for the professional and comes complete with a powerful package of ready-to-run programs for the modern office at home. Furnished by Computer Showcase. And this prize is worth $1,895.
And it's up here on the winner's board. You've already knocked 2 prizes off that board, down to 16 numbers. And now, when you make a match once again, Alan, the prize is yours. Good luck. Start picking.
Let's start with 16.
Number 16, and that is, there's a computer. Find the other one marked
10.
Computer, and it's yours. Number 10, 3,000 in cash. Wouldn't be bad to find a match.
2.
Number 2, 10,000 in cash would be even better.
5.
Number 5, jukebox. Very unusual and very nice.
20.
Number 20. We're looking for a match. Ring. Gold and diamond ring.
8.
Number 8. Shopping spree. Your wife would enjoy that.
I love everything. 14.
Number 14. Travel trailer, but still no match.
Well, 7.
Number 7. Do we have a match now? Yes, indeed. Well, a shopping spree that Dave's going to tell you all about.
Here's the shopping spree of the century. Indulge yourself with a fantasy trip to all of your favorite stores. Make your dreams come true. If you want it, it's yours. This prize is worth $1,500.
$1,500 shopping spree. Oh, well, here we've been talking about Linda all day. Congratulations. You've got yourself a $1,500 shopping spree. That is cold cash. And Alan, I'll just pass
this straight
right over to Linda. We will be right back. Don't go away. Way to go. Congratulations.
No.
Back with our champion, you've got the money. What is this list you've got here, Linda?
All the prizes he's won.
Oh, and it says Linda keeps this, Linda keeps that, Linda can...
Hey, you got the parquet flooring out.
All right. That's
we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.